Christ told me to pray about what?
Everything.
That's what he said. Pray about everything. With not only prayer, but with what? With thanksgiving. When you pray, see, I thanked him right up front when I said, Lord, I need to know what's wrong with these boilers, and I thank you for giving me the answer. Bam, there it was, just that quick. Now then, somebody said, no, you were just lucky that time. Boy, if I was lucky that time, I've been lucky a lot of times in my life. I praise the King for that luck. There ain't no luck, it's Jesus. It's faith in the King. That's where it comes from. Okay, verse 9 and 10. For in Christ, the fullness of God lives in a human body. How much is lacking? No, nothing. The fullness of God is living in you and me. The fullness of Christ is living in you. That's something to think that kind of power is in you and me, isn't it, brother? But that's what he said, isn't it? The fullness of God lives in a human body. And you are complete through your union with Christ. You are what? So what are we lacking as Christians? And we don't lack nothing, do we, girl? We're complete in him. Why do we go around doing what we do all the time? Why do we not realize this? I'll tell you why we don't realize it. Because we don't spend enough time with God in the Word. We don't know. We read these things and you see, we don't pray over these things. We don't agonize over the Word. We don't get on our face before God and say, God, I got to have knowledge. Lord, I'm praying. I'm looking at my computer screen, or I got the book down on the floor or on my desk. I said, Lord, I got to have revelation and wisdom from this book. Because if I don't give revelation from you, it's just words. But if you give me the revelation, it's power. And it's there. I can live a life with you. And you are complete through your union with Christ. So I don't like nothing. That's why when the other day we had some kind of issues, and I told my wife, I said, you know, I said, I'm not afraid of nothing. I said, she said, well, what if something happens while we're in Norway? I said, I ain't afraid of nothing. I told her, I said, nothing. I said, if the world goes nuts when we're in Norway, I said, you know, if things go crazy, and of course, right now, they're telling us, and I don't know if it's right or wrong. You don't know. I know it's not on the news, but over the internet, we're hearing that there's thousands and tens of thousands of people sick with the flu. They said there's 900,000 or a million or something, whatever, in Norway that's sick with the flu. We just came back from over there. You know, they're talking about all Ukraine, you know, a million quarter people or something down with the flu. I don't know if that's true or not. You can't tell what people tell you anymore. But I will say it's not on the news. I went and checked the BBC News and all kinds of stuff, and there ain't nothing about nobody having the flu. So, but after what I see now today with the news media in the world, they don't tell you nothing, only what they want you to hear anyway. You know, so you can't believe nothing you hear on the news. So it's just amazing. But when I told her, I said, you know, if things go crazy while we're over here and the flu does come upon all the people, people start dying everywhere, I said, there won't be nobody to fly them airplanes. So I said, since I used to be a jet pilot, I said, I may have to go down there and borrow a jet to fly back home in, but I'll get us back home. I didn't say I'm going down there to steal one. By the time I go down and borrow one, I'll give it back to them when I get home. But let me tell you, I know how to get that beast back across the water. I can fill it up with fuel, I can crank it up, but I can get it over here. So I wasn't afraid of nothing. For in Christ, the fullness of God lives in a human body. And he's in this human body. And he's in your human body. And you're complete through your union with Christ. He is the Lord over every ruler and authority in the universe. Okay, now, as far as we're concerned, Christ lives in us. How much power do we have over every ruler in the universe? Every devil of hell, he has to bow at the name of Jesus. When somebody says, the devil's bothering me, I say, well, repent of your sins and kick him out. You know, he has no legal right to stay until you give him that legal right. When you give him that legal right, hey, he's going to come in and have a heyday with you. He's going to mess up your life. He's going to make you sick. He's going to afflict you. And he's going to do it all through deception and bluff. Because we don't know who we are in Christ. I remember one time years ago, I was teaching somewhere, and the pastor said, what are you going to teach on today? I said, well, I think I'll talk about the devil. Oh, my goodness, he said, don't talk about the devil. He might get mad at my church and attack me. I thought, you don't have a clue who you are. He really didn't know. And I thought, well, I didn't know one time either, so I can't say nothing else. I said, Lord, open this guy's eyes. And you are complete through your union with Christ. He is the Lord over every ruler and authority in the universe. Verse 11 and 12. When you came to Christ, you were circumcised. But not by a physical procedure. It was a spiritual procedure, the cutting away of your sinful nature. Now, all I got to say for most Christians, including me when I was young, when I got saved, he should have cut a little deeper. Y'all know, y'all understand where I'm coming from? According to the Word of God, when we got saved, now, of course, back before the way salvation came to people, you know, they believed in God, and whenever they went through the covenant that of Abrahamic covenant, every male had to be physically circumcised. That was part of the requirement. And they cut away a little bit of skin off of every man. Well, he says when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we're not physically circumcised. We're spiritually circumcised, and he cuts away the evil out of our heart. All I got to say for most of us, he didn't do a good enough job. Because you know anybody that's a Christian that quit sinning after they got saved? Do you know one? I don't. Why do we not quit sinning? Because it's a lack of knowledge. We don't know. Did he really do a good enough job? Of course he did. He cut away the sinful nature. Then why do we open the door to that beast again? Good question, huh? But do we do that? Oh, yeah. I have. Anybody in here tells me, well, once I got saved, I never sinned again. I'm going to tell you, you're a liar. Either that or you sure was raised up in a good church with a real good mom and dad that really taught you the truth. I got to say, because most of us have sinned after we got saved, have we not? But according to God's word, when he circumcised our heart, are we supposed to sin anymore after that? No, not at all. According to this, you were circumcised, but not by a physical procedure. It was a spiritual procedure. It was the cutting away of your sinful nature. When he saved us, he cut that thing away and throwed that away. Now, right now, we are clean and pure, and we're never supposed to sin again after that day. Then he says, for you were buried with Christ when you were baptized. Now, we're going to baptize a few people today, and this is something else people need to know. When you get baptized, when you go down in that water, you show that you're dead with Christ, and when you raise up, you're supposed to walk in newness of life. From this day forth, everybody that's baptized today needs to know that when you were buried with him in baptism and you were raised to walk in newness of life, you ain't never supposed to sin again. Never. It says, for you were buried with Christ when you were baptized, and with him you were raised to a new life because you trusted the mighty power of God who raised Christ from the dead. And that's where we're supposed to be. Now, almost, you have to teach that every day. When somebody gets saved, you have to tell them, over and over and over, remember, you're a child of God today. You're supposed to act like it. I mean, if mothers and daddies don't tell little children that, you know, and if pastors don't tell people that in the church, you'll have a bunch of heathen Christians. Because they'll go out and sin. It's just the way they are. I mean, they'll go out and do everything God told us not to do. Let's see what verse 13 and 14 says. You were dead because of your sins. Now, before we got saved, we were dead because of our sins. Sin brings forth death. So we were dead because of our sins, and because of your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ. He forgave all our sins. So it makes no difference how old we were when we got saved, when we accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. How many of our past sins did he cut away? All of them. So when he cut all of them away, when I got saved, how many sins did I have left? Zero. I was clean and pure and holy. And that's where I was supposed to have stayed. But unfortunately, I didn't know that. Then he says he forgave all our sins. And by forgiving all our sins, then he was able to cancel the record that contained the charges against us. What is he talking about here? In other words, if you were a liar, you were an adulterer, you were a murderer, you were a rapist. You grumbled and complained. I mean, you had anger, rage, adultery, anything you done that was sin against God. When he saved you, how many of those did he cut away? Every one of them. Every one of those. Those were gone. So when those are gone, that was the record. That was the record that was against us. In other words, the devil knew that you were a liar. He knew you were an adulterer. So he has a legal claim to you because, well, that's just something that is so prevalent today with so many people. Let's just talk about that thing of adultery. I mean, in the church, that's got to be one of the biggest sins in the church today. There's so many people that have no idea that sin, I mean, they're just going out and doing it. I mean, you see men and women in the church that have lost their mate or something over the years, and then they're on Social Security or welfare or whatever it is, and if they get married again, they're going to lose that money. And so they ain't going to get married again. But they find somebody they like, and they move in with them. Both of them go to church. Well, that will bring sickness and disease into your life, and it will eventually bring death to you, and it'll eventually put you in hell. You won't get to go to heaven. So I'm telling you, I hope you enjoy it, because it better really be good, because you're going to pay for it for eternity in hell by breaking God's rules. Now, ain't nothing in the world that good for me. You know, ain't nothing that good. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you offer to give me $400 billion if I go out and sin. I ain't worth going to hell for. Forget it. I just ain't going there with you. That's all. I'm going to obey God. I don't care what. But anyway, he says there, he canceled the record that was against us. When he did that, when he forgave our sins, we had this long list, and every one of us had a list. I think about some of the people that come up right now over the last few years with healing schools, and they say, I got this, this, this. They got a list that long of things wrong with them. I mean, I see it all the time. We don't just have one or two things. When you see somebody with a list, you can be assured they got a list of sins. That's what they got, a list of sins. One sin will bring different things upon you. More things, more sin will bring more things upon you. Until finally, it will kill you, and if you don't learn the truth, you'll just die early. But at this point, when Jesus, you took that list of sins that you had, and when you come to Jesus, he took that list of sins and he nailed them to his cross and canceled them out.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, All Wisdom and Knowledge Are in Us, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.